Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
Blessings to everyone. Our show today is called Five Key Secrets to Grow Your Spiritual Business. And today, Cindy and I, my guest, Cindy Griffith, and I are going to show you these great secrets on how to create and grow a successful spiritual business. Whether you have a business or just starting out, learn how to create a booming spiritual business by using these proven strategies, including internet marketing techniques that really work. Now, Cindy and I have over 35 highly successful years in spiritual business development, sales, and marketing. And in our new book, Grow Your Spiritual Business, we teach spiritual business owners how to boost revenue and increase customer reach using the latest time-tested traditional methods as well as the new ones in internet marketing. And here's what Bob Olson, the founder of BestPsychicDirectory.com and author of Answers About the Afterlife, said about our book. The authors share their secrets of success based on personal, in-the-trenches experience as working practitioners. I enthusiastically recommend this book to any mind, body, spirit practitioner from beginner to advanced. What a wonderful endorsement. I love that. So, hey, Cindy, thanks for joining me today. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Lisa, glad to be here. I'm excited to talk about our book. It's something I think that can help a lot of people.
Yeah, I do too. And I wanted to kind of take a moment to say, ask you, how did you come to, I know you had ideas about this book. We had a story about how we came together. I started teaching about this only because people were asking me about it. What happened on your side?
Well, I had the publicist for Finhorn Press asked me to write the book. We were at the LA Expo, and they were struggling getting anyone to come to their booth. And I came there, and I said, not to be rude, but can I make some suggestions? And they said, yes. And I said, well, signs saying how much the books are would be really helpful. Or having something that says for sale, you know, and maybe have somebody demonstrating the cards. And then all of a sudden, poof, 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 they started doing really much better. So,
wow.
So she said, you should write a book. And so that was kind of the start.
And here we are.
And here we are. Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're going to give that everybody out there listening the five key secrets to growing your spiritual business. I think we picked ones that we felt were most important in getting businesses going, spiritual businesses going. And I, in my mind, I've found that these are the things that probably would help people the most. It kind of solves the most common issues, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so, because sometimes just getting started can be really overwhelming. So if you can, you know, have these tips to help start you out, I think it's great. There are also ones, though, that if you're trying to restart your business or reboost your business, I think they're really good, too. So
yes.
I'm excited to get to them.
Yeah, let's get to them. So if you're out there listening and you want to know how to get your spiritual business up and running, get something to write with and write on, because we're going to do five. Okay. This is the first one. Number one. Number one is marketing is not pushy, salesy, or uncomfortable. It is all about the law of attraction. So spiritual marketing is about the law of attraction. And what we're talking about here is marketing is really just about attracting those people who are looking for the solution to their problem that you offer. And the solution that you offer might be your services and your products, but that's what people are looking for. And people want to know that you're out there and that your business exists. So again, it's a kind of like that magnetic attraction, putting the two together and having some way of allowing people to go, oh, this person's out there and that's just what I'm looking for. It's like building a relationship with somebody new. You're both looking for people that are that you like. So you might be looking for a practitioner that you like, but also that has just the thing that you need to fix your problem. They need to find you, and that's what marketing is. Right, Cindy?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, one of the issues that people come up is thinking that they have to sacrifice their spirituality in order to market, you know, effectively, and that is so far from the truth. In a spiritual business, you want to you just want to let people know you're there. You're not going to be pushy. As you said in the beginning, marketing is not being pushy. We're so used to, you know, being fearful when someone wants to start marketing to us because we've seen mainstream marketing, but that's not the way it has to be. And as a matter of fact, the best way to market spiritually is to keep your spirituality and think of what would I like to have received? What would I like to have known about when I was looking for, you know, this business or this, this opportunity or this product? So yeah, you don't have to sacrifice your spirituality if you're marketing to people that want your services. And that's another thing I find people struggle over is how do I know who wants my service? Well, you know, it's called demographics, knowing what people want your service. And first, if you know anyone that's in a business similar to yourself, look around and see, you know, what people they come, you know, what people go to them, what people go to events that are, you know, what age group, what income group. Usually it's vast in spirituality. You have from low income into high income, but you know, what age group, men or women? More and more we're seeing men coming. I don't know, Lisa, are you seeing that? More and more men are coming.
I'm starting to see, more men. Not a whole lot.
It's slow.
But you know, it's interesting. Yeah, it's creeping up. But I think what I'm finding is the kind of men that come. They tend to be a little older. Usually they're, maybe they have, they're kind of close to retirement age, or they've been through life a little longer, or they're the kind of people that are really interested in thinking outside the box, right?
Yeah, I think people that have, you know, I think men are not as afraid to show their sensitive side. I think men are intuition is becoming more mainstream. You see more men psychics, you see more men, you know, on the spiritual journey. But demographically, I would say, and I think you and I have discussed this, that probably about 85%, maybe even a little higher of our, of people that come to our classes are women. But I'm just excited to see that some men are finally starting to join in. But you can find out if you have a Facebook page, you can go to Insights and you can find out exactly what age, what area, what countries, you know, who's following you. That's also another good way to find demographics. But if you know your demographics and you know who to market to, you don't have to be pushy because then you already know that these people are interested in your product. So all you're doing is, it's like, you know, a restaurant. They're not being pushy. They give you the menu and you pick what you want.
Right,
this is
exactly.
Like we can be. When we know our demographics, we can say, hey, this is what I want. This is what I offer. If you don't like it, that's okay. If that's not what you're looking for, hey, I might know someone else, you know,
right.
I know
right.
someone else that does that. Let me refer you, you know, but we don't have to be pushy. I think that's one of the things that is so important. I'm so glad you started with that as key number one.
Yeah. And I think what spiritual businesses are all about is service and helping other people. And that's it's the offer, right? So marketing is like, well, let me show you, let me offer to you what I have. And then, like you said, it's like on the menu, it's like you could pick that. And if you don't like that, you know, you can pick from someone else. So, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. And I think marketing is when we do marketing, we have to think about what is it in that context? What do people need? What is it they're trying to solve? What kind of problem that they are looking to solve? So let's see. So for example, this is a common example is that, you know, if you're selling drill bits, this is for a guy, right? If you're selling drill bits, you're not selling the drill bit, you're selling the holes that they make. Or if you're like Google, for example, it's not about the search that it does, but the search results that come back. So people are looking for the results. What kind of, what is it the problem that you're solving. So, Cindy, for example, I know you do meditation and you have a book on that, Soul Soothers, which is wonderful. And it helps people with meditating in a quick way, right? So I guess the solution there for people is not so much the meditation itself, but what are they going to get out of their meditation? They're going to get
How can they get all the results without taking the time? So it's answering that need, not only if I want the results, but I don't have the time. And marketing to that, as you're saying, marketing to their need,
and the result is going to be now they can get all the benefits of meditation, like stress relief, like better health. Mm-hmm. Like clearer mind. So those are the needs. Those are the solutions that people, I want to be calmer. I want to have less stress. Mm-hmm. Your meditation is the solution to that. So that starts to also build your customer characteristics, which is, well, what am I going to look for? I'm going to start looking for people who are stressed out, I guess, and here's my solution. Let me find it.
Stressed out, busy. That's my demographic for that particular book.
Yes.
Just like the demographics for your class on intuition is going to be different. It probably still will be women, mainly women and such, but it'll have a different, they have different needs than the people that we're looking at for my book. So you may have the same demographics, but as you said, you have to market to the need.
Right.
More clarity or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Your need answers.
And I think that also, so the way you start is through that attraction. This is what I have available. And, you know, you start to get to know the customer, and the customer gets to know you, just like you're building a relationship with new friends, right? They get to know each other, and they perhaps they find out more about them from a brochure or on the web, or just have a little quick chit chat. Well, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to try to get through the next two, or maybe one and a half, tips and key secrets to grow your spiritual business. We'll be right back.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. We're on the OM Times Radio Network. And I'm here with Cindy Griffith, and we're talking about the five key secrets to grow your spiritual business. And we're going through those to help those of you out there who are thinking of starting your own spiritual business, or perhaps you have one already. So we have gone through number one, which is marketing is not pushy. It's just about attracting people who are looking for your solution to their problem. So that was number one. And if you're writing these down, we're going to go to number two. And number two is all about being found on the internet. So be found on the internet. That's number two. And the reason for this, I know we're getting into the internet age. Our book is the subtitle of our book is of Grow Your Spiritual Business is How to Build a Business in the Internet Age. And the reason for that is that's really, I think, one of the best ways to grow your business inexpensively and really have a tremendous impact. If you think about it, almost everyone is on some sort of device to connect to the internet. In fact, it's actually kind of become one of those items or those phenomena where people are saying, well, I think it's almost too much. For example, the first thing a lot of people do in the morning is they look at their email. They grab their phone next to their bed and they look at their email. So if that's what people are doing, you know, it could be a good thing and a bad thing where people are absorbed in their phones all the time. But, you know, maybe that's the place where you want to be. That's where they're going to get information about anything nowadays, whether it's a business, whether it's a person. They're searching on the internet. And what are they searching for? They're searching for a website. So you want to be there. And one of the reasons why it's great to use the internet is, let's go through a bunch of those, and I think you're going to like these. It's cheap to start. It's free. Actually, a lot of things are free. It's free to set up a website. It's free to send email and receive it. And we also go through a little of those resources in our book. And it's free to set up a list of potential customers with their emails. And all of this can grow with you as your business grows. So you can start out really inexpensively. And also, the tools nowadays are becoming easier and easier to use. If you could drag and drop, if you can do Microsoft Word, or if you can type an email, you can basically build a website or send out an email to a group of people. Snail mail, the mail that we used to do, putting on a stamp on an envelope, is very expensive and a lot of work. You don't have to do that anymore. And in the old days, you would, quote, put out your shingle, and now your shingle is your website. So advertising is certainly a lot more cheaper. You don't have to put an ad in the phone book. Print media ads are so expensive. A magazine ad I used to do would be like $400 just for something small. And I don't even know if I would have to do an ad in a print magazine for a year. So that's $400 a month before I would get maybe even one phone call. And now you can reach thousands and thousands of people around the world for practically nothing. So websites can be done very easily. Now you can create them. The big one is WordPress, which is a blog. But WordPress now is so phenomenal. You can create a website with templates that are easy to use, right up to having a very complex website on WordPress. And WordPress is free. It's becoming super powerful. I used to create my own website on different platforms, and there were different ways you could create them with programming and software, and it was hard. But now it's easy, and I've actually moved over to WordPress myself because it's so powerful and easy to use. Now, I have a couple here that you can use. You might want to write these down, where it's very simple, and you can put websites up for free, and they look amazing. Wix.com, W-I-X.com is one. Doodlekit.com. And there's one called Weebly, Weebly.com. And I found one called Simbla, Simbla.com. So look at those. It's free, and they look awesome. Free to start. And then the next tier might be maybe $6 a month up to an average of $10 a month, which is somewhat affordable. Now, creating an email list is great because once you get that email, you can now communicate with people quickly and easily. And again, as I said, people, that's the first thing people look at. They want to look at their phone and look at an email. And if you send them information that is interesting, has good content in it, people are going to look at it. And again, those are easy to use, drag and drop. And there's MailChimp, which I use. There's iContact, GetResponse, or AWeber. Those are places where you can do an email service where basically what they'll do for you is they have all the pieces in there to prevent you from sending out spam, and which you don't want to do. And also it manages your list, and people can sign up and put their email address into those systems very quickly and easily through a little opt-in form you can put on your WordPress website. And it just collects all those email addresses for you very easily. And then you can send out hundreds of emails if you'd like. So this is the way to make you look professional. And it helps you attract those customers. So that was my quick thing on how to get you, how to be found on the internet. And Cindy, I think we wanted to go to the next piece, unless you have some things you want to talk about in terms of websites and emails.
Well, you know, with the websites, we use Bluehost. We love it. It has a drag and drop called Weebly that we use with it. We've designed, you know, it's where you don't have to go to night school anymore to learn how to build your website. And one of the things I recommend is to try to do your own website using one of these drag and drops, because it becomes costly and not time efficient if you have to, every time you want to make a change, update or even just make a tiny change on your website, if you have to call someone. And the less stagnant your website is, in other words, the more active you are, the more changes, the better the website will be found on search engines and stuff and things like that. And so, you know, keeping the web, if you put a website up and then never make a change in it, it's going to start falling in the ratings. And so it's really, I think, important in this day and age with how easy they've made it to do your own website.
And that's the great thing about technology is you can update it anytime. You know, you make a mistake, you fix it.
And the more you update it, the better.
Right.
The better.
And it's dynamic. So if you, like print media, you make a mistake on it, now you've got 1,000 pieces of flyers and brochures that are wrong. A website, you just go, go change it, and then you're done.
Yeah, let me go change it. Let me fix that.
Yeah.
Or call Lisa. Lisa, how do I fix that?
Right.
Which we've had to do a few times. So the next tip is one that's really kind of simple. It's go out and do things. Be in front of people. Get your name out there. Get your person out there. Get your body out there. You know, just to put up a website and to wait, nothing's going to happen. You can't just build a field and they will come. You know, that's that movie. It just doesn't work. Everything you do is marketing. And so when you think about, you know, educating people so that they know they want your service, they may not even know what your service is. And so even though you're speaking for free, maybe at a library, you're not making money for your time, that's free advertising. Or if you teach a class on even anything, it doesn't have to be exactly on what you do, but anytime you teach a class, it shows you're an expert. And even if no one signs up for your class, which I know sometimes is frustrating, your name was still out there to a bunch of people as an expert. So they don't know nobody showed up to your class. So, you know, getting out and doing things is a form of advertising. It also is showing the universe that you mean business, and it's giving the universe energy to work with. In the law of attraction, we're supposed to say what we want, but then we have to do something. We have to provide that energy for the universe to work with. And so whether it's networking, whether it's going to other people's events, not to steal their clients, of course, but going to other people's events, you're building up energy. You're meeting people. You're networking. You're learning about your demographic. You know, you're learning what people's needs are, and it's going to allow you to market to them better. And so it's so important to go out and do, not just put the website up and send out a couple emails. And although that's how you continue to stay out in front of people, you need to also do some of the physical things as well.
Yes, absolutely. Did you find this, Cindy? I find that every time I go and I do an event, then I'm getting calls for all kinds of other things that I do. And
absolutely.
And it actually kind of... when it rains, it pours, but that also shows that it works. And sometimes I get a little crazy because, you know, being the solopreneur that we are, we don't have a whole lot of help. And then it's like things are coming in from all over the place. Oh, now everybody's calling. But that's because I went out and did something.
Well, yeah, and it's almost as if, like, when I want something, let's say I need something and I want to put out to the universe, I need XYZ, like, I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm having a little trouble with my laptop lately. And so I'm thinking, I like Mac, so I need to now get the universe to provide me with the money to buy, you know, to know I have it, to have a new one. But my agreement with the universe is that I'll start answering the phone. Instead of letting the phone ring and a message, I'll start answering the phone and so that people get a real voice. And that little bit of action is unbelievably amazing on how many more clients I have. And then the more clients I have, the busier I get, on top of that. It's providing the energy. And you'll, in your own business, figure out what it is that is your thing that you can do to make the energy. And they don't always cost money. It doesn't mean you have to put out put out an advertising. Very often it's, you know, just go to an event.
Yeah.
Just
or go do a talk
something.
It could be something where you're doing it for free. And, I did for a long time, a development circle where, and also meditations, and we did it for free for a while, and a lot of people came from that. And that's a great way to fill your funnel, which we talk about in the book, the sales funnel, and getting longtime customers to come. And that's actually in the book. There's a lot of stuff we have in the book, actually, that obviously we can't talk about in our show today, like, because it's just way too much. But
there's a list of all different ways that you can start giving energy to the universe in the book. And there's mm-hmm. just a lot of different, like, we're taking 3 minutes or 5 minutes to talk about something, but there's probably a whole chapter in the book on it.
Yes. And many chapters. It's which is wonderful.
That we're not going to get to.
No, we won't. That's what the book is for. One of them is called Money and Spirituality. And we'll talk a little bit about that in our fourth key secret, but we're going to go to a break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get the book. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Back, I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth. And we are here with Cindy Griffith and talking about our new book, Grow Your Spiritual Business, which just came out. And we'd love for you to check it out and go get it. We're also going to be offering a lot of really cool freebies along with it. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. And Cindy, you can chime in when you want. Let me just go over the how this works as far as if you go buy the book, and you can get it on Amazon or wherever else that is convenient for you. Apparently, it's in the bookstores, which is really, really cool. It's out there already. We're going to give you some free gifts with the book purchase. So all you would need to do is send us your receipt, and then we'll send you the gifts, and we'll explain how to do that in a minute. Actually, I'll tell you right now. Let's go over the gifts first, and then I'll tell you how to get them. So the first one is a free class with Cindy Griffith, Attract More Clients with Better Ads. So Cindy, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's an hour-long class. We talk about some of the things we've talked about, demographics and how to know what people's needs are. But it also talks a little bit about emails and making sure you add content to your email. Just to email with advertising doesn't work. You know, you need to answer those needs, you know. So it's an hour-long class. It's through Learn It Live. You just go to learnitlive.com and with the code that you will get. But all the instructions will be there. So it's an hour class on how to get more clients with better ads.
Yes, absolutely. That's good. It's an awesome, awesome class. I think you're going to learn so much from it. And Cindy's got a lot of wonderful insights that you're going to get benefit from on that so that you can be confident in your building your advertising. So, and the second thing is you're going to get three full length videos on how to start your spiritual business and a lot of great content in there for free. And we're going to go over in those videos that you get for free are these topics. One is how to remove your doubt about starting a spiritual business. A lot of people have doubt, you know, should I do this? Is it the right thing for me? How do I know? How am I going to know that I should start this business? So we show you how to remove that doubt. The second thing is how to transition from your day job to your spiritual business. We talk about that. And also we talk about spiritual marketing through attracting and resonating, which is the next step after attracting. So that's three videos. And then there are two wonderful worksheets on how to help your business today. Cindy, you want to give us a little overview on that? One is know if that ad is worth your hard-earned cash, and the other one is your service is a gift. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the one is really good because you want to figure out how is it worth it. So if you're going to advertise and the advertising, you can't just advertise once, as you know, Lisa, you said earlier, mm-hmm. you have to advertise at least six times for people to see it. What, you know, and so is this worth it? If I'm going to, you know how they have those wonderful spiritual magazines and sometimes you can get an ad in there that's very reasonable, maybe in the back under a listing and people do look at those. So let's say it's going to cost you $25 and you need to put it in, you know, say eight times, that's $200. How many is it worth it? You know, so the worksheet shows you how to figure that out. And I think that's a really neat worksheet.
That's a great tool. Yeah, because it can add up so quickly, and before you know it, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and is it that really, was that really worth the money that I spent? So figure it out before you do it, right?
And you can't expect to get, if you're running an ad for, say, 8 weeks or 8 months, whatever, you can't expect to get a consistent amount per month. You know, you're not going to get one call every month, but you may get three calls in a busier month, like around the holidays, you know, or January mm-hmm. for psychics is a busy time. Everybody wants to know what's coming up. So you may find that you get all of your calls in January. So you need to look at it over a spread out time. The other thing is finding your unique selling point, which is what makes you different than someone else. If you're a massage therapist, there's probably 10 in your 5 mile radius. You know, it's very common, but I bet you every single one of those massage therapists is unique. And we want to market not only our clients' needs, but what makes us unique. Why would you come to massage therapist A versus massage therapist B? And so sometimes it's kind of hard. We're afraid to be in a place of ego, but But in order to let people know why they need to come to us, we have to be able to look at realistically why I'm special. We're not saying I'm the best massage therapist there's ever been, but I offer this, this service that's going to meet your needs, and maybe not everybody offers that. And so the worksheet helps you to discover what are your unique selling points.
Right, so that people can go to you first, which is awesome. Yeah. So you get those two worksheets as part of purchasing the book. I mean, we haven't figured out the value for all these yet. It's probably actually the next one is one of the best ones, because I don't think you can put a value on this. We're going to give you guys
it's invaluable.
We're going to give you our winning book proposal. It's quote a swipe file. We're actually going to let you in on how we got our book published. And if you're thinking about writing a book and creating a winning book proposal, we're going to help you by giving you the actual book proposal we submitted to our publisher. And we won a publishing contract in 2 weeks after we submitted it. So you're going to get that. We're calling it a swipe file. It's an example of a well-structured book proposal that works. So that is all the gifts. There are 4 gifts there. And you can get those. One of the ways you could find out more about it is to go to our book website, which is growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com. And that first page talks about, I guess, the bonuses again that you're going to get. And what you need to do is put your email address on that page, on that landing page, and it will send you instructions on how to get all these great gifts. You get the free classes, the free videos, the 2 worksheets that are going to get you going, and our winning book proposal all for free. So go buy the book, and all these things come with it. So it's really awesome stuff. So I wanted to go and talk. Cindy, you've got some wonderful things out there. You're teaching some online classes and also some other things. Do you want to go over those? I can also.
Well, yeah. Right now, I have if you want to check out one of my classes for free, I recently on Learn It Live. It's also called the Spirituality Center, but learnitlive.com. If you put in Cindy Griffith, it shows my classes. But one of them that you can actually take for free is a mini meditation class. It's about a half an hour, and it's based on my book, Soul Soothers, Mini Meditations for Busy Lives. But I also have some other classes. I'm doing one in December I'm very excited about. It's called Evolution of the Soul, and it talks about all different ways to view how throughout history we've seen from the mystics to theosophy, all different ways we've seen the soul and how we evolve, and have some hints on how to, you know, work on your spiritual growth. So I'm very excited about this new online classes with learnitlive.com.
And you're also going to be teaching at the Edgar Cayce Association for Research and Enlightenment. Yes.
Yeah, ARE in Virginia Beach. I'm going to be teaching there. I'll be a psychic at their psychic when I'm in town.
Wow. So when you're in Virginia Beach, go look Cindy up. She's going to be there. And her website is cindygriffith.com. Or you can go to her Facebook page at Cindy Griffith's Give Back page.
Giving Back page.
Sorry. I'm looking
it's
at two
a long
things at
one.
Once. Cindy Griffith's
I don't think
giving
I would choose
page.
That long name again. You know, the more you learn about marketing, short and sweet.
Right, then
you know?
Right.
But it's Cindy Griffith's Giving Back page. Yep.
Awesome. At cindygriffith.com, you can go there too and find out more about Cindy. And I'm teaching an online course called How to Start Your Spiritual Business. And that is going to show you how to get past your blocks and doubts about starting your business. How do you find your market niche and be successful? Basic business startup steps so you can establish yourself quickly. These are online classes so that, and I believe there's a good, there's 6 modules in there, and the videos can be seen on your computer, on your phone. We talk, and anywhere, anytime you get access to it for life. We talk about, again, go through the whole spiritual marketing thing, attracting and not selling. More about the internet marketing and how to stand out and grab your customers' attention. So that's if you like the online thing, that's an online class. And I just finished the Developing Your Intuition Level 1 in person. I do that once a year. But the good thing is you can do the class during the year online. And if you take the online course for Developing Your Intuition Level 1, then you are invited for a very, very small fee to come to the in-person. So that's the nice thing, is you get to be a graduate of the online course, then you get to come to the in-person. And I had a bunch of graduates come to the class again. They took it again. They like it so much. It was wonderful to have them. And we had some new people. And then we also had some people who had taken only the online class come to the in-person. And so what this does is it helps you learn how to use your intuition to make important decisions and have, say, better relationships, help improve your love life and your health, find your soulmate, get guided to your soulmate, and manifest more through your, because your intuition is the divine guidance that's going to show you the quickest, shortest path to get there. And life just becomes smoother and happier when your intuition is guiding you. So we show you how to develop your intuition quickly and easily from scratch and make it happen when you want, on what you want, and get detailed information. So if you want to find out about my online classes, you can go to my website, lmk88.com, and the teaching site is lmk88.com/member, M-E-M-B-E-R. But just go to my website, lmk88.com. I got lots of free stuff there, and a lot of great stuff that you can get for free, as well as in-depth stuff you can purchase. And our sponsor today is Dara Steinberg. And her message is this: would you like to experience clarity about your life's direction? Have you lost your creative spark? Do you lack energy, feel overwhelmed, anxious? Dara Steinberg is an intuitive clairvoyant healer who is passionate about helping people feel clear, calm, and excited about their direction in life. Get the support you need to save her life today. Make an appointment for energy reading and healing with Dara. So visit her at heartofwisdomhealing.com. That's heartofwisdomhealing.com. So that's where we're at. We've got a lot of great stuff out there between me and Cindy that you can partake in. Get the book, growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com. It tells you all about how to get it, how to get your free gifts, and just by buying it on Amazon or wherever you are, and then sending us your receipt, and then we'll send you the gifts for free. We're actually up to our next break, and when we come back from our break, we're going to go over the last two key secrets to grow your spiritual business. So hang in there, come back, and we'll go through the next two.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go. Yeah!
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
And you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio, and we are here with Cindy Griffith, my co-author on the book Grow Your Spiritual Business, and we're talking all about the key secrets to growing your spiritual business. We're actually giving you five. We're up to number four. So, and number four, hopefully you're writing these down, is creating a strong financial foundation. So you need to support your business before you can support your business can support you. So, Cindy, you want to take that on in terms of the first things we wanted to talk about here?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the things I think that is a common mistake with people with a trying to start a spiritual business is that they expect it to make money right away. And then, you know, they're starving and they're having to look at their clients like dollar signs, and the clients, they may not know what's going on, but it doesn't so comfortable, you know, and so, yeah. You know, that it's so important to make sure that you start on that firm foundation. Like you said, you need to support your business before your business can support you. And so all of your business, really, for the first year, maybe more, all of the money that you earn is going to go back into building your business. And so, you know, it's important to allow that. And there are some financial things you need to think about, you know, that you might want to make sure that you have set before you, you know, open your doors. And they may seem like no-brainers, but sometimes we forget, like good transportation. I have a friend, God bless her, but she's trying to start an internet business, and she doesn't have good internet.
And, oh, you're kidding,
know,
really?
If your internet's down, you can't, yeah, she's such a sweetheart, but if your internet's down, you can't run your business, you know, so you can't have an internet business if you don't have good internet. And so, you know, there's things like that, having a database, making sure the reliable transportation, I think, is a biggie. You know, you have to make sure you can get to do this networking and things that you want to do. Mm. And most of all, making sure you have a good computer. You don't need the super duper Mac computers that you and I have. We're right. More tech savvy. We need, you know, that. But you need to not get the bottom of the line computer. A good internet service, a separate bank account. You know, you don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. And in this day and age when you can have pretty much, you know, they'll give you a separate checking account at the bank for free, you know, why not? And then some sort of a P.O. box or other mail service. We use a UPS store for many reasons, but I don't want to put my home address out. And so, you know, on my marketing, I can use that P.O. box.
And that's a good thing for email, right? Yeah. Because you can put that on the email, because you must, for spam laws, you have to have a real physical address on there, right?
Yep, and that's why the UPS works, because it's not a P.O. box, and a lot of times they don't like, I don't know about for the spam, but a lot of times for things they don't really approve of a P.O. box, and so my UPS box is a real address. So, you know, there's just things that you should have. You know, if you want to rent a space, if you can't afford the first 2 months, you know, security or the 2 months security, a month's rent, you know, you're probably not ready to start your business if it requires an outside office. So, you know, all of these things to think about to make sure that you are on a strong financial setting or footing beforehand. But that doesn't mean that you can't start some of your things without having 4 months to rent, you know, maybe you can get a per diem room if you need to see your people in person, or maybe, you know, you'll start with not seeing them in person or having a home office, you know, so there's ways to get around having a lot of money up front, but you need to at least know that you have the basics covered.
Yeah. And I think if you start small, that helps. So you don't have to go overboard and go out and rent a space. Because
you don't need the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. And
know?
those tend to be, that for me too, they're very expensive. There are places where you can go where you're actually, the rent is much lower than say renting a hotel space renting a room, you could share a space, you know, and I always tell people, don't quit your day job. Put effort into creating something you don't want to put all this effort into creating something you might not like or that people don't want to buy. So you got to start small, start a little at a time, part time, Try some things out on, if you can, on your friends and family. See how they react, if they like it, if they think it's a good idea, or if you like it, because you might not like what you're doing. You want to pick something that you think that you can sustain and keep at for a while, because if this is, you're going to put a lot of effort, time, and money into creating a business, you don't want to do that and then find out, ooh, I don't like doing this. I should be doing something else. So let's move on.
Or even the 50, making up the 50,000 brochures, like you said, you can't change those. And so, just maybe start with Vistaprint and get 25 and make sure you like it first. There's so many ways that you can conserve money without, you don't need everything top of the line.
Well, you can make a business cards now. Vistaprint will send you, I think, like 150 or business cards for the cost of shipping, which is like $10. And business cards are good to have. We talk a lot about those kinds of things in the book, what to put on your card, what to put on your website. It's all in the book. And what is the most effective things to do in terms of getting that business started? How do you name your business? We talk about even that's really important, and what to pick to do. And it's really, really important stuff so that you don't make some mistakes in the beginning. Now, the fifth thing that we're going to give you, this is the last key secret, is, and you can drum roll, you can write it down.
drum.
And this might surprise you, but giving away some of what you do as far as your services or product is a good thing. Give it away for free. And the best thing to give away is some of your best stuff. You don't have to give all your best stuff, but you want to give, say, samples of it. So, for example, a musician, think about it. A musician puts out on the radio their best tracks, right? They don't put their worst one. They pick their best one and they put it out there. Movie trailers, they pick the best scenes and they put those out there. You want to put out some of your best stuff so that people are going to come back and get more of it. And they can experience it and they go, oh, this is something I really like. Because to get over that hump of, well, do I really want to spend money on something I don't know anything about? No. You want people to experience it. Once they do, then they say, then they want more. That's why they're giving out samples all the time for perhaps. Did you ever have that happen to you? I know this has happened to me, that you go to the grocery store and they're cooking up a sample of something they're trying to sell. And you go, wow, that smells really good. And then you go over there and you find out, oh, it's all natural. Wow, it's got the ingredients I like. And then you taste it. It's like, ooh, that's real. And then you end up buying it, right? So that's what that's all about. And that's part of what we call resonance spirit in spiritual marketing. People resonate with things that they, when they resonate with something that they like, they're going to purchase it because it's the, but you have to give them a chance to like it. So to do that, that's why you're going to give away certain things. So what are some of the things you can give away? Well, you can give away, if you're a teacher, you can give away some free training. You can give away, write some articles in either for a blog or an online magazine. Cindy and I write for various magazines. You can write maybe an e-doc that you send out in an email, or it could even be just something that you write in an email that Cindy was talking about that we go over and that she's gone over also in her training and also in the book. An audio recording, video, do a YouTube video, or short sample sessions. So don't be afraid to give away some of the good things. You can also do what's known as a product launch, and that's just before you get your product out there and announce it to the world. You can give away a series of little pieces on it. So, for example, I'll do for my online courses, you can get to see a little bit of what's in the course by getting samples of the videos. And then just as the product comes out, then everybody's ready to, get ready to buy. So those are some of the things. So those are the five. I'll go over them again for you. Number one is marketing is not pushy. It's all about the law of attraction. You're attracting people who are looking for your solution to their problem. Number two is be found on the internet. The internet is where it's at these days. Number three is go out and do. You can't just build it and they will come. Everything you do is marketing. Number four is creating a strong foundation a financial foundation. So create that strong financial foundation so your business can support you. So you need to support your business before your business can support you. And the last one is give away some of what you do, because that's a good thing. And give away some samples of your best stuff. So those are the five. And we've actually made it. We have about a minute left. And we fit it all in so beautifully. We're going to be actually at the Natural Living Expo, right? In Marlborough, Massachusetts. Did I get that right?
Yes. Expo in Marlborough,
Massachusetts. We're going to be there this weekend,
and
Cindy
and
I.
It's really rare we get to be together. So
yeah, this is,
we're
going right.
to be giving a talk.
Yes.
We're going to be giving a talk on Sunday, and also going to have contests and booths. We'll be at booth number 28. So if you're in the Marlborough, Mass area, boy, I hope you get to come see us.
Yeah, come see us. We're going to be out there all weekend this weekend. So come see us. And Cindy, this is exciting. It's been a pleasure working with you and doing the book. The book is just really so exciting. Gotten some great feedback.
And I think it shows that we've enjoyed the process, because
yeah.
I think it'll be a wonderful, it's a gift, and we are using gift key number 5, because we're giving away a copy of Grow Your Spiritual Business at our talk, if you come to our talk in Marlborough.
Absolutely. And we're giving away gifts if you buy the book, so go to growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com. growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com. get the book. All right. That's it for now. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Cindy, for being here.
Thanks, Lisa.
Blessings. We'll see you next time.